Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Man, that sucks!
Are you guys familiar with the Final Destination film franchise?
Yeah, my son is now intrigued by them, even though I have warned him, buddy, you don't even want to watch these commercials that are on every single commercial break of the NBA playoffs, because it starts off innocent enough, like, it's just at a barbecue, everybody's having a good time. And then a glass breaks and the shard and then somebody trips and he's just like, he starts watching. I'm like, don't look. And then 10 seconds into the 30 second spot, he's covering his eyes.
And don't forget, our entire generation is just cannot drive behind logging trucks.
No, I didn't before because you always had that idea that this feels uncomfortable. Then you saw that movie and you were like, never.
I tell you what, being a logging truck driver has got to be great because I bet you get all the space in the world.
You know what people do? Got a buddy who is a log truck driver, and he'll post his dash cams. What people do because they don't want to be behind them, they just get around them and they cut them off.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And so he posts videos all the time, and usually with hilarious captions to them.
Don't cut. Look, here's the second PSA of the day. If you are getting in front of a semi-truck driver, number one, take your time. Mm-hmm. Number two, if you do not see the silhouette of his face in your mirror, you are cutting him off.
Yeah.
You in your rearview mirror,
that's a good PSA.
My uncle was a semi-truck driver, so yeah. I heard about this all the time.
Yeah. I always like the signs of, like, you can't see my mirrors, I can't see you.
And they ain't kidding.
Yeah.
And they'll win.
And that's how I always read that sign.
Oh, yeah. It's with the little,
you can't see my mirrors, I can't see you. They should put brother? At the bottom of it, because that'd be badass.
I like that.
Yeah.
Little handlebar mustache. I say all this because, number one, Final Destination, Bloodlines, is, I believe it's in theaters now, or it comes out next week.
Yeah, no idea.
But I'll wait for that one on streaming. I won't go to the theater for that one.
No.
But I will watch it.
Just to watch people squirm in the theater.
I love those movies. Like, I'm about that life. I can't do the cringe, but I can do the terrifying horror.
On the border? Is that probably the line for you?
Yeah, it is. Like, yeah. Person who can't, like, who's the guy? She bangs.
William Hung?
Can't do that. Mm. I'm crawling up the wall when that comes on. Like, I have to mute it, cover my ears. La, 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 la. I cannot do it. But somebody's head getting torn off by a giant log, I'm in.
Yeah, but I because the line is that, like, you're going, oh, no, you see it coming, you see it coming, you're like, dude, no. Dead.
Yep. But there's, like, a finality to it. You know what I mean? Like, and then you're like, oh, damn. I say all of this to set this up. This is from Rome, Italy, where Suk just was. Mm. And it says it's an American tourist, so we need to check him for wounds. Have you been to the Colosseum?
Nope.
Jeff Rust, have you? Okay.
The Memorial Coliseum.
Yeah, no, this is the Coliseum.
The LA Coliseum.
And it is gated and protected, and only certain groups can get in. Like they do a pretty good job. I wish they would open up a little bit more because it's so cool. But an American tourist, it says 47 years old, and I was like, isn't Souk 47?
I think he's 48, but...
Okay, yeah. I was like, oh my God, is this... he attempted to climb over a fence.
He's not doing that.
In the Piazza del Colosseo, which is the area around the Colosseum.
Where Mike lives.
Exactly. Presumably, they had a closer look at the historic Roman amphitheater. The man fell and was skewered by the bars. He began screaming and bleeding profusely until he became unconscious.
Yeah, I can see how that happened.
An ambulance rushed to the scene. It took around 20 minutes to detach and stabilize. So this guy was a human kebab for 20 plus minutes from the time the ambulance got there.
Oh my gosh. That's awful.
He is alive. He was taken to a local hospital in critical condition and underwent emergency surgeries and took 80 stitches to close the wound.
That actually is fewer than I thought. It was probably a small rod, but an effective one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awful, man.
Horrendous.
Look, the fence is there for a reason. It has the dangerous pointies on the top of it because they don't want you climbing over it. Is that not enough?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to read the sign in Italian to be like, I don't think they want me in here.
Spikes mean no.
Mm-hmm.
Like in any language.
Yeah.
Road spikes, fence spikes.
Look, another PSA. This is safety.
Right?
Yeah.
Look, brought to you by OSHA.
Yeah. Barbed wire. It means somebody doesn't want you in there.
Barbed wire, don't like. Razor wire.
You do like?
Don't. No, I say I don't like.
Oh, you said barbed wire. Barbed wire don't like, and then you were like razor wire.
No, razor wire terrifies me, man. Overseas, there were times sometimes like where fences we couldn't get through that we had to get into, and you had to throw stuff over. We have a material that we can throw over it that does a pretty good job of it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody didn't do it properly and got wrapped up in it and got just tore up.
Oh, that's
by
awful.
Razor wire. It was like something out of Final Destination. He ended up with something like 40, 50 cuts.
Oh, that's gnarly, dude.
I get wrapped around him and coiled him up and just, even with gear on, just shredded him up. And I'm like, even now, like I'm closing my fists because it's like that one, that was not
good.
That's
gross.
But yeah, don't try to jump over those things, man. Like,
okay, so you do something like that. How long are you out for? Just until you heal up?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, it's ruining your vacation. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. Well, no. Well.
Oh, you're talking about the razor wire?
Yeah.
He
obviously the spike. Oh, yeah.
No, he was down for a couple weeks. Say 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
He had to get a lot of stitches.
Yeah.
And I mean, again, like.
Not going to make you clean the latrine, though, because you have open wounds.
Yeah,
there,
no.
When you get out of all the hard work.
When he was healthy, he was, he got smoked.
What does that mean?
He got ran down hard.
Yeah, all right.
Hard. Look, I am not immune to jumping stupid around a national monument. I don't know if I've ever told this story on the radio. I know I've told you before. Me and a couple of buddies were thrown out of a country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we took a train, didn't realize been drinking, and he disappeared for a minute. He's like, I'm going to go take a leak. He went on the corner and peed on a national monument, and the cops were right there. It was dark. Like, we weren't in the right frame of mind, but they beat that living hell out of him with nightclubs until we were able to, through some broken English, explain, like, no, like, we didn't mean to, like, sorry. But, yeah, they stamped his passport and threw his ass back on the train and kicked us out of the country.
Yeah, I bet that seems about right.
But no fences were hopped.
No fences were hopped. No, no spikies, so you guys were good there.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. It happens.
I don't know how many people that happens to.
I mean, it's happened. I've been escorted out of a country twice.
Again, not sure how many people that happens to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.